Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Mr. Chair, I would start by reiterating a recommendation or a position of my country, which I have mentioned during our general comment on the indicators, that these indicators should be drawing text or language from target itself as much as we can. And in line with that, we would like to propose changes in the language, which is now having number of deaths and missing persons due to hazardous events. We propose it to make disasters, due to disasters per 100,000 population. So our recommendation is to change the hazardous events to disaster, both to A1, A2 and A3. That means we support this compound indicator of A1 and then the the sub-indicators A2 and A3. Now let me also come back why I am proposing disasters. First of all, we have been talking about bringing coherence with the SDG process. And if you look into the indicators, different indicators of the SDGs, which are more than 400, if I am not wrong, you will not find the mention of hazardous events in any of them. And what you would be finding that they have mentioned the term which is disaster in most of the places where natural disasters or man-made disasters are being formulated into the indicators. But the most important point is that the target itself asked very clearly to determine indicators on disasters, not hazardous events. So our proposal is to change and make it coherent with the target itself. On the data disaggregation, Mr. Chair, we would be in a position to support age, sex, and disability disaggregation at this particular moment. We understand Japan's point very much, that if Japan, being one of the most developed countries in the world, in disaster data collection, are having trouble with disaggregated data, I believe most of the countries would have this similar kind of troubles. But we have to also look forward. We understand that disability or person living with disabilities are actually much more vulnerable, especially during the natural disasters. So we believe that it has merit to be included in our deliberation. Thank you.